here's a story from The World.
While cases are spiking in Europe, as well as here in the United States, Brazil seems to be slowly getting a handle on the situation. But COVID-19 isn't Brazil's only health challenge. During the first 6 months of the year, more than a million people came down with dengue, chikungunya, malaria, or Zika. Families impacted by Zika have faced particular challenges during the pandemic. Michael Fox has a story from Brazil.
An adorable little girl in light blue fairy pajamas lies in the bed with her mother and laughs into the camera. Her mom playfully monologues as the child lifts her head and smiles, mouth open.
E assim, ó, pra quem tem preconceito, pra quem pensa que microcefalia é o fim, é não, olha. Olha a Tina aí, olha, tá vendo?
For those who are prejudiced, her mother says, for those who think that microcephaly is the end, it's not. Look at Tina there. The video was posted on Facebook 4 years ago. That was the tail end of the Zika outbreak that exploded across Latin America in 2015. It hit Brazil particularly hard. Thousands were diagnosed with the mosquito-borne virus. That year alone, nearly 3,000 babies were born with microcephaly. That's a Zika-induced birth defect, where a baby's head is smaller than normal. It carries with it a host of developmental disorders. The children have a hard time holding themselves up, moving, communicating, or even eating solid food. They also have respiratory issues. Germana Soares is the founder of UMAS, the Union of Mothers of Angels, an association of more than 400 mothers of children with microcephaly in the Brazilian state of Pernambuco, which was ground zero during the Zika outbreak.
Que nós temos índice altíssimo de mortes de crianças por infecção respiratória.
Germana says we have a very high number of deaths of children from respiratory infections. And we were all very concerned because COVID also acts in that area. In the beginning, I thought there would be a lot of deaths. The mothers stayed home and did their best to protect their families from COVID. Germana says that miraculously, only one child in her group died, and that baby already had a series of other health issues. But everyone's been impacted. Normally, most of these children visit speech, occupational, and physical therapists daily, but it was all suspended due to COVID-19.
Que inclusive até hoje, mais de 80% das terapias elas não retomaram.
Germana says that today, more than 80% of the therapies have still not started, particularly the ones run by the state. And this has really set the children back, because she says everything that had been achieved was thrown into the trash. That's Germana's son, Guilherme, singing along to the radio. He has a light case of microcephaly and is able to say some things, but according to his mom, without his speech therapist, he's now having a hard time. He's forgotten his colors. He's confusing his numbers. Most of his words are now garbled and hard to understand. Others are much worse off.
Como é, mamãe? Como é, canto? Você estava cantando? Não, mas eu tomei banho.
Jacqueline Vieira speaks to her son Daniel about his upcoming birthday. He's turning 5. She sent me this video, which she shot last week. Daniel is propped up on pillows. He wears a diaper. He's finishing a meal through a feeding tube connected to his stomach. His fists are closed, his arms tight and folded against his body. Jacqueline says COVID was very hard because Daniel was developing a lot. And then he was shut inside for 7 months. So now he doesn't open his arms anymore. When you stretch out his legs, he cries. He got a lot worse. The mothers receive a monthly stipend of roughly $200 to care for their disabled children. The public therapists, when they're working, are run through Brazil's state universal healthcare system. But beyond that, the mothers say they've been left out to dry by the government. Ingrid Adriele is the mother of 4.5-year-old Emanuele. She says, 5 years since these children were born and nothing has changed. We don't have support for anything, and it just got worse under this pandemic. No one called to see how we were doing. They don't care about these children. Here's the thing. Zika is a virus that overwhelmingly plagues low-income communities with open sewers and poor sanitation, breeding grounds for Aedes aegypti, the mosquito that carries Zika, dengue, and chikungunya. The mothers blame the state for the lack of adequate housing and sanitation. Here's Germana, the founder of the Women's Association again. She says, we are women, black and poor, from the slums, who already lived in precarious situations. And with the arrival of these children with disabilities, which was an error of the Brazilian state and irresponsibility of public health, this made these women even more vulnerable than before. The mothers say society discriminates against them and their children. Some related tales that they were even blamed for getting infected, as if it was their fault. The pandemic made it worse. Teresa Lira is a doctor and a researcher at Fiocruz, Brazil's top public health research institute. She says these populations who already faced difficult circumstances were double victims, because on top of being victims from COVID-19 like all of society, they were also victims of social exclusion, which makes them even more vulnerable. Zika hasn't gone away. There were 580 new suspected cases over 3 months at the beginning of the year, which prompted Human Rights Watch to call on Brazilian authorities to improve sanitation and provide greater reproductive rights. A new strain of the Zika virus was discovered in June, causing concerns that another outbreak could be on the horizon. These mothers, like Ingerji here, playing with her daughter Emanuele, shine with a seemingly infinite well of love for their children, and they say they will fight for them no matter the cost, with or without the Brazilian state. For The World, I'm Michael Fox in Florianópolis, Brazil.